thank you for inviting me.
首先，谢谢邀请我。
It's such a privilege to be with you.
来这是我的荣幸。
I was already wondering what I would be doing during the service when I'm not speaking because I don't speak Chinese, any Mandarin.
我本来已经开始想了，我在这个礼拜能做什么呢？因为我不说国语。
But today you have a bilingual service, wonderful.
但是今天是双语的，所以非常好。
If you haven't seen me, so my name is Samuel.
如果我们还没有见过面，我叫 Samuel. Samuel.
I'm pastor of the International Evangelical Church.
我是这个国际教会 International Evangelical Church 的牧师。
I'm originally from Germany.
我来自德国。
Actually, Eastern Germany.
其实东德。
That means I'm born in a country that does not exist anymore.
所以我出生的国家现在已经不存在了。
We've been living here since 14 years.
我们在这儿住了14年。
And we, that is me, my wife.
我们指的是我和我的妻子。
She's Finnish.
她是芬兰人。
And then we have three children.
我们有三个孩子。
Noah, Elia, and Sarah.
But Noah, Elia, and Sarah.
Actually, when my before we got married, my wife had to promise me.
其实在我们结婚之前，我妻子必须向我保证。
That we would go together to Eastern Germany.
但我们会一起去东德。
Because I thought that I'm called to go back there as a missionary.
因为我那时候觉得我有呼召要回到东德做传道。
And God thought, yes, you're a missionary, but I need you elsewhere.
神确实跟我确认你是要做传道，但是我需要你在其他的地方。
And that's why I'm here.
所以我现在在这儿。
But before I start, I want to ask you.
但是在我开始之前，我想问你们。
Do you remember when you have lost something important?
你们记不记得什么时候你们丢了一个什么很重要的东西？
Actually, what we could do, could you turn to your neighbor and tell them what was the last time you lost something important? You were looking for something and it was lost.
其实可以转向我们的邻居，我们旁边的人问一下，或者说一下我们上次丢一个什么很重要的东西的时候是什么时候？丢的是什么？
Have you something? What have you lost?
What have I lost?Forget. An example I had yesterday was looking at an iPhone or a phone. I've been done with something.
That was the first thing that came to my mind, yeah.
And the then emotional connection is so deep.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I share it on social media.
Exactly. I share mine to everyone.
Okay.
Thank you.
谢谢
Maybe only one of you could tell the other person so far.
可能刚才只有一个人来得及说完。
So continue after the service.
我们可以在礼拜以后继续。
How many have said their phone?
有几个人说是手机
Not so many. But some.
没有那么多人。有几个。
A few weeks ago, a few months ago, I had lost my wallet.
几个月前，我丢了我的。
My wallet.
我的钱包。
And for 2 weeks,
有两个星期
I couldn't find it.
我都找不着。
And everything is inside the driver's license, the credit card, the travel card, everything.
所有的东西都在里面，我的驾照，我的
just everything.
所有的卡，所有的钱。
And I was restless.
我很不安。
It was funny. After one day, I was nothing. But then after a week, I thought I don't belong anymore to this society.
很可乐，因为我刚丢的时候，我一天觉得很可笑，但是之后一个星期，我都觉得我好像不再属于这个社会了。
Without my card, I cannot buy anything.
没有我的卡，我什么都买不了。
Without the driver's license, I cannot drive without a bad conscience.
没有我的驾照，我不能开车。
And just it was so strange.
感觉很奇怪。
After 2 weeks, I found it actually in the safe of our church.
两个星期之后，其实在我们教会的保险柜里找到了。
For some reason, put the offering there and my wallet and.
不知道为什么我把奉献放那儿了，然后我的钱包放那儿。
Why am I telling this or asking you this?
为什么我是问你这个问题？
Because God is about nothing more passionate than finding the lost.
因为神最大的、最激动的事情就是寻找那些迷失的。
And this is why I could call the talk today or the sermon today the great priority.
所以我今天的讲道其实可以。有一个主题叫最最优先的事情，或者我们生命里最首先的事情。
That is the one theme that runs through the scriptures from the beginning to the end.
经文里面从前到后一个最主要的主题。
There is one instance where Jesus goes into the house of a former tax collector.
有一次，耶稣基督到一个之前的税吏的家里。
And then Jesus says about himself.
耶稣说。
The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost.
人子来世上是为了拯救那迷失的。
So when Jesus would have been asked, Jesus, what's the purpose of your life?
所以如果有人问耶稣基督，你生命的意义是什么？
He would say, to seek, to find, and save.
他会说，寻找、寻见、拯救那些迷失的。
So I don't know you.
所以我不认识大家。
But if you are lost.
但是如果今天早上你觉得是迷失的
You're in the right place.
你来到正确的地方
Not because we are in the church,
不是因为我们是在这个教堂
But because as Christians we come together in the presence of Jesus.
而是因为我们基督徒会一起来到耶稣基督面前
And that means also you have a message for every single person that you should ever meet.
这也意味着你对所有你生命中遇到的人你也有一个消息可以传递
ButJesus did not only come to save the lost, he wants us to join his mission.
但是耶稣来世上不只是为了拯救这些迷失的，他也希望我们能参与他的这个任务使命。
In my own life, that has worked out in some interesting ways.
在我生命里，这有一些很特别的方式展现。
I come from a pastor's family.
我的家庭是有很多牧师。
And in our church, we have the confirmation.
那在我们教会有这个坚信礼。
Some of you might know it.
有些我们可能知道这个坚信礼。
Rippijuhla.
芬兰语是 Rippijuhla.
And in our church, when you were confirmed, you would be given a life verse.
那在我们教会，你坚信的时候，我们会给这个坚信的人一段经文送给他。
And now my father was the pastor.
那我那时候父亲是牧师。
So he asked me,
他问我,
before I select the verse for you, do you have any words?
在我给你这个经文之前，你有没有什么经文?
That you think could be your life verse?
你觉得可能是你一生的一段经文。
And I couldn't explain why.
我不知道，我那时候没有方法解释为什么。
But since I started reading the Bible myself at the age of maybe 10,
但是自我开始自己读圣经之后，大概是十岁之后，
there was one verse.
有一个
That always made me react somehow in my innermost
being. 总是让我有一种很强的内在的反应。
And that is Matthew 28.
是马太28章。
The Great Commission.
大使命。
Go therefore, says Jesus, and make disciples of all nations.
耶稣说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
And do you know how that continues?
你们知道这个经文是怎么继续的。
So for me, that, but then I didn't understand for many, many years.
对我来说，这个我很多年都没有理解。
The full meaning of this verse.
这一段经文的整个的概念意义。
And I couldn't explain why that was so important for me, that verse.
我当时也解释不出来为什么这一段经文对我那么重要。
But you know, God has humor.
但是你知道神是有幽默的神。
So 30 years later.
三十年以后。
I'm in another country.
我在另一个国家。
I realized I didn't come here by my own decision.
我理解到我不是按照自己的意愿来这儿的。
But by God's decision.
而是神的意愿。
And I realized that not only me, but every single Christian is a missionary.
我也理解到不只是我，而是所有的基督徒都是带使命的使徒。
So you too are missionaries.
所以你们也是传道。
Every single one of you.
传道。
Not only the ones who work for a mission organization.
不只是为一个传道机构工作的人。
Every single Christian is a missionary.
我们其中每一位都是一个传道。
Why is that so important?
为什么？
I came across a study that was done in Northern America.
我看到过一个研究在北美做的。
And They found out that one in two church-going Americans.
他们发现，去教会的基督徒里面有一半。
So that means Christians who go more or less every single Sunday to church.
意思是大概每个星期都去教会的基督徒。
Did not know the Great Commission.
他们其中有一半都不知道，不认识这个大使命。
I do not know how this is possible.
我不知道这个是怎么可能发生的。
But it is.
但是这是
And before we point the finger somewhere.
但是在我们批评谁之前。
We might ask ourselves.
我们可以问我们自己。
Are we always mindful of us being missionaries?
我们是不是 常常有这个概念，我们也是传道的。
In that parable that we've been reading about the lost sheep and the lost coin.
那刚才我们读到的预言，关于这个迷失的羊、迷失的零钱。
And of course, there's a third parable following the story of the prodigal son.
当然，这个之后还有第三个预言是。浪子回头。
Have you noticed why Jesus is telling the story?
你们有没有注意到耶稣为什么讲这些言？
He's telling these stories because the churchgoers of his time.
他讲这些预言是因为在他那个时代的去教会的人
were unhappy.
很没有喜乐。
They were complaining.
他们在抱怨。
The Pharisees, they were the very devout people.
法利赛人他们是很专注的很虔诚的人。
They were emphasizing that you have to live according to the word of God.
他们注重你必须按神的话语生活。
They would prioritize going to the synagogue to pray, to fast. They would do all these things.
他们生活中很首要的位置是必须经常去去他们的教会去他们殿堂要进食。
So when Jesus comes, they think, great, he belongs to us.
所以耶稣来的时候，他们都说哇，很好，他属于我们之一。
Until Jesus starts to hang out with people that they don't approve of.
耶稣基督开始认识的人，交流的人是他们所不认同的人。
And that happens even today in churches.
这个在今天的教会里也有这个状况。
I've been talking to so many pastors and listening to so many Christians and
我跟很多牧师交流，跟很多基督徒交流。
Sometimes what happens, for example, in churches is that somebody is passionate to reach out.
有的时候教会里有的状况是有人很热情的想接待新人。
So they might want to get the whole church engaged in evangelism.
所以他们可能想希望整个教会都能参与这个工作。
And then somebody else says,
然后可能有另一个人说
But who feeds me?
但是谁会牧养我，谁会给我足够的零食。
I've heard of Bible believing churches that had huge conflicts because they couldn't agree which is more important.
所以很多信经文的就很好的教会都会有很大的矛盾。
And I was listening to a Catholic priest.
我听一个天主教的牧师
from Canada.
在加拿大的牧师。
And he said recently.
他说最近。
I wonder whether the best thing to feed a Christian is to actually share the faith.
我不知道牧养一个基督徒最好的方式，现在最好的方式之一是让他们分享他们的信仰。
But you know, given that Jesus wants us to take part of his mission.
但是既然耶稣基督希望我们能参与他的事工
How would we do that?
我们能有什么方式来做呢？
I want to go through the passage that we just read.
我想看一下我们刚才刚读的经文。
Because it's full of different ways how you and I can engage with Jesus' mission.
因为它充满了不同的方式，我们可以参与耶稣的这个任务事工。
There is many, 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 many different ways how you can evangelize.
有很多很多很多很多不同的方式，你我可以传福音。
And there is a way for everyone to play a role.
我也有很多不同的方式，每一个人都可以执行我们的这个角色。
It's not only for those who have a special anointing.
不只是给有特别恩膏的人。
So how would we do that?
那我们有什么方式可以做呢？
Do what Jesus does in these stories.
按耶稣的这个榜样，在这些故事里的榜样来做。
And you might not be able to do all these things.
你可能做不到所有的这些事情。
But as we go through this passage, I'm asking you which one.
但是在我们现在研究这段经文的时候，我想问你哪一个
of the things we see Jesus doing.
哪一个我们看到耶稣做的事情
could be the one for you.
可以是你也可以做的。
The first thing we've heard and we mentioned that already is that. Tax collectors and sinners were drawing near to him.
首先我们读到的是税吏和罪人都受他的吸引。
So in the original language in Greek, it suggests that they were almost regularly, all the time, continuously doing that. So this is not one instance, that is all the time that sinners, tax collectors, people who would not go to church.
在原来的希腊文希腊原文里面，就是这个时态是他们不停的这么做，他们时常的会想接近耶稣，挨近耶稣。
They
而这些
are close to Jesus.
而这些人不是去教会的人，但是他们想挨近耶稣。
Which makes us ask the question.
所以这会让我们问这个问题。
Where was Jesus?
耶稣那时候在什么地方？
He was not all day in church.
他不是天天都在教堂里面。
He would move in places.
他去的实体的地方。
Where anybody could connect with him.
是所有的人都可以接近他的地方。
I was recently in a conference in London.
我最近在伦敦的一个会议。
About evangelism.
讨论这个传道传福音。
And then some of those pastors were asked, how do they do that in their normal life?
那有人问这些牧师，他们在日常生活中他们怎么传福音？
Yeah, and there were people like maybe you know Nicky Gumbel or Greg Rochelle and some of these pastors from around the world.
有这些人 ，Nicky Gumbel, Greg Rochelle, 一些比较出名的牧师。
One was saying every time I go to eat.In a restaurant during the workday.
有一个牧师说，每一次我去餐馆吃饭
I make sure that I connect with every person serving this restaurant, with the waiters, with those bringing the food. If I have a chance to have a chat with any one of them, I use this opportunity.
我都会利用所有的机会跟每一个工作人员、每一个在那儿的人都能交流一下。
Another one was saying, when I go to the gym,
另一个人说我去运动的时候
over time I try to connect with the people that I meet there.
我经常去运动房的时候，会在与时俱进的开始慢慢认识他们。
It totally struck me that one pastor says he knows one person from their gym who is, sorry to say that, but he said it in church, a male stripper.
让我很惊讶的一件事是，那一个牧师说他在他的运动房里认识的一个人是一个，他用这个词比较怪，但是是他在教会说比较怪，但是他是一个男性的脱衣舞的人。
That took longer to translate. But the question to us is, where are we?
但是我想问的问题是，我们现在是在哪里，什么地方？
We're not supposed to become like the world.
我们不应该属世，我们不应该像世人完全一样。
We're called to live in the world.
但是我们有呼召在世上生活。
So do that. Try to do that. Try to have open eyes to see where are people. Where can you be? Maybe in the workplace. Maybe in your neighborhood. Maybe among your relatives.Many people who do not know the Lord, but don't consider it as a punishment to be there, but be there actively, intentionally.
我们有这个呼召在世界不同的地方，可能是和我们亲戚的地方、工作的地方、我们活动的地方。我们不应该把这个想成一种惩罚，但是我们有呼召去接近这些不同的地方。
Almost all of us can do that.
我们大概所有的人都有这个能力可以这么做。
But let me see a second thing.
但是我们也看到第二点。
It says.These people are drawing to Jesus to hear him.
经文说，他们这些人，税吏罪人，挨近耶稣是要听他讲道。
And that suggests that Jesus was actually speaking.
这大概意味着耶稣那时候是在说话。
So that people wanted to listen.
使人想聆听。
Outside church.
在教会外也想聆听。
That's maybe more difficult.
这个可能是一个更难的一个事情来做。
But I just talked to a friend.
但是我刚跟一个朋友聊天。
Who's working for a marketing agency in London?
在一个销售地方工作，在伦敦。
And he was sent to, you know, maybe the Cannes Film Festival. After the Cannes Film Festival, there's another festival in Cannes in France, where all these advertising companies, Facebook, Twitter, and so on, come together.
在干这个法国那个电影节日，在这个节日之后，他们还会有另一个节日。
And he was sent there to kind of, you know, get the latest ideas from the market.
这个人受命去或者去这个干去找一些新的主意来做销售或者广告。
And was partly exciting.
这一部分是很让人激动的。
But it was so difficult.
但是也是一个很难的任务。
As a Christian to be there.
作为一个基督徒在这个地方
you know all these gender discussions today.
你知道现在有很多关于性别的讨论
and so when he came back to his company in London,
所以在他去了这个地方回到伦敦公司的时候
where among 400 people there's only two or three Christians,
在这公司400个人里面大概只有两三个基督徒
he was wondering how do I communicate what I experienced there.
他就在想我怎么介绍解释我在那儿经历的事情
and he shared the latest trends,
他分享一些最近的事件
Then at the end of his presentation, he said something else.
但是在他最后的这个介绍的结尾，他说了一些，又多说。
He said, "I have three children."
我有三个孩子。
The oldest is now a teenager.
最大的现在是青年。
And he said, "I was deeply troubled as a father by some of the things I've heard at this conference."
作为父亲，我受这些会议里面这些讨论话题，干扰或者让我有一些神思。
And he almost said nothing else.
他基本上没有说其他任何事情。
Nobody responded.
没有人直接回答。
And he thought already, "Oh, that was a mistake."
他你可能会觉得，哦，这说这种话是个错误。
It was a Friday, so he went home into the weekend.
这是一个星期五，所以他这结束以后就回家了。
But then over this weekend,
但是在这个周末的时候
he received dozens of phone calls and messages from colleagues.
收到了很多很多个电话邮件。
Who said we somehow responded or related to what you said at the end of your daughter? We would like to know more about this.
是他的同事给他发信，问他说，或者跟他说，你在这个你介绍的结尾说的话，让我们有很多感触，我们想更深的聊一下。
And some of them knew that he's a Christian.
他们其中有一些知道他是基督徒。
And they said, actually, we want to know more about your faith now.
他们也问，我们也想更多的认识一下你的这个信仰。
What does it require?
这个需要他做什么
？Sometimes to speak up in doesn't have to be in a confrontational way, but sometimes to speak up about issues that have to do with our faith.
这可能意味着有的时候我们也需要说一些话，不用不是很不需要是很针对的或者批判的，但是提到一些我们信仰对我们的想法的。
Some are better at it than others.
有些人这个能力更强。
But maybe you can think about ways how you could do that.
但是我们可能也每一个人也可能可以想一些方式，我们自己有什么方式来做。
But then next thing.
下一点。
The Pharisees specifically complain about Jesus eating with these people.
法利赛人特别针对耶稣跟这些罪人一起吃饭来批评耶稣。
You probably know that table fellowship was.Holy,
你们可能知道，在这个时候，跟人一起吃饭是一个很圣洁的。
To the Jewish people,
对犹太人是一个很圣洁的事情。
And still is today in this area in the Orient.
到今日，这个吃饭还是一件很重要的事情。
You know, you might have heard that we are doing this Alpha course actually also together with you.
你们可能听到过我们有这个 Alpha course 基础课程，这个跟我们这个国际教会和我们教会一起做的。
And this course always starts every week by eating together.
那这门课我们每个星期第一件事都是一起吃饭。
And sometimes congregation Christians are shocked that we don't pray.
有的时候我们经常来教会的一些人会很惊讶，说我们在这个地方没有先祷告。
We don't say grace.
我们在吃饭之前没有做先饭祷告。
Because we want anybody to feel able to come to the table with us and eat with us.
因为我们希望任何人都可以到这个饭桌前跟我们一起吃一顿饭。
I read another study recently.
我最近也读了另一个研究。
About the impact of eating together.
讲在一起吃饭的对人的影响。
It was a long-term study.
这是一个长期的研究。
And they were studying the importance of eating in families.
他们在讨论在家庭之间一起吃饭的重要性。
So eating together.
意思就是一家人在一起吃饭也很重要。
They even studied the eating together in workplaces.
他们研究在工作场所一起吃饭有多重要。
In politics.
在政治场合场所。
Kind of even, you know, when statesmen from different countries meet, the importance of eating.
不同的国家领导到一起，会面的时候，他们有这个一起吃饭有多重要。
And the bottom line was.
那他们研究的最终结果。
When you eat together with someone.
在你跟一个人一起吃饭的时候。
You are able to talk about issues that you would not be able to talk about so easily if you were not eating together.
你可以讨论到一些平常很难讨论的话题。
So that was a secular study, not Christian.
这不是一个基督徒做的研究，是一个啊。
But it tells us when we sit down with someone and eat.
但是这给我们表示，在我们跟人坐下来一起吃饭的时候。
And even when we do that regularly.
是我们经常这么做的时候。
There's a chance to talk then about things.
我们有机会跟他们讨论一些。
That otherwise you would never feel you can actually talk about.
我们在其他时候可能很难开始讨论的话题。
I've been involved with many Alpha courses.
我举办过很多这些基础课程 Alpha 课程。
And I've seen that miracle happen many many times.
我看到过很多奇迹。
At the beginning of the course,
在这个课程最开始的时候
，in the small group,
在小组讨论
，there's you know 10 to 12 people who don't know each other.
可能有10到12个人，他们都互相不认识。
They might have absolutely nothing in common with each other.
他们互相可能没有任何共同点。
They're total strangers to one another.
完全的陌生人。
And most of the guests that we invite have nothing to do with faith.
那我们邀请的这些客人平常都跟信仰没有任何关系。
But they're just eating together for 10 consecutive weeks.
纯粹的通过在一起吃饭，连续十个星期在一起吃饭。
Means that after the course, at the end,
影响是在这个课程结束的时候。
When we gather the feedback from
在我们问他们这个反馈的时候。
There's always somebody who says,
总会有人提到。
I feel that you're my friends now.
我觉得你们现在是我的朋友。
And then usually somebody else says, always it has been happening, I have been able to share things with you that I have not been talking about with anybody else.
而且每一次都会有人提到，我跟你们有机会能分享一些我跟任何其他人都没有分享过的事情。
And there's many reasons for that happening in Alpha, but food, eating together is one of them.
有很多原因这个会在 Alpha 基础课程发生，但是食物是其中一个。
What else do we see Jesus do?
还看到其他的耶稣做了什么事情。
He tells us the story about one lost sheep.
他跟我们讲这个迷失的一只羔羊的故事。
And later about one lost coin.
还有后面迷失的或者丢掉的一块硬币的故事。
And then there's one son who gets lost.
还有之后迷失的一个儿子的故事。
That means Jesus prioritizes every single person.
表示耶稣把每一个迷失的人都放在一个很重要的首要位置。
And differently put, Jesus is interested in the relationship.
也表示耶稣对这个关系很在意，很上心。
That study that I mentioned at the very beginning about North America.
刚才我之前提到那个北美的研究。
They were asking, as part of the study, also non-Christians.
他们也问了一些非基督徒。
When would you be willing to engage in a discussion, a conversation about faith under which circumstances?
你在什么情况下可能愿意开始讨论关于信仰的问题？
And then thousands of people said,
有上千人说，
if we notice,
如果我们注意到，
that the other person,
这个对方，
is interested in us as a person,
对我这个作为一个人感兴趣
，not just as an object，
不只是作为一个物体目标。
And if they open their life for us，
如果他们可以敞开他们的生活，介绍给我们
，then we would be happy，
我们会很乐意
to talk about everything，
讨论任何事情。
You know we hear these stories of churches that grow by the thousands and maybe missionaries who have been used to reach 10,000 and you have the Billy Grahams of this world.
你知道我们听到一些教会有上千人他们都能达得到可能听到一些拆船的传道能达到上万人。
But unless you're the next Billy Graham,
但是如果你不是这个下一个 Billy Graham,
Your calling is to have a relationship with your neighbor, with one person.
你的呼召可能是跟你的邻居，可能一个人建立关系。
So don't think of numbers.
我们不用想这些数字。
Think of the neighbor that maybe you don't have a good relationship with, or that you know has difficulties, but you've never talked with them.
我们可以想一想我们的邻居，可能就这一个人，我们可能关系不是那么好，或者我们可能知道他们最近有些很难的事情，很难的时期。
Think of the one person maybe in your workplace or at university.
那一个人可能在你工作的地方，可能在你大学。
And invest into that relationship.
在这个关系上，建立。
And what it also means, and this is where it gets tricky for us Christians.
这也代表着这个是一个比较对我们基督徒来说一个比较难的。
Jesus says,
耶稣说
it sometimes can mean to leave the 99 in the open country.
有的时候这个可能代表着把那99只羊留在旷野。
And I think this is always for us as a church, as a congregation, we have to hear that again and again and again.
我觉得对我们这个教会作为一个教众，我们必须重新的反复的听到这句话。
The temptation is always to be with everyone else, be with the flock, be with the crowd, to be with the people that we know, be cozy, be together.
对我们很有吸引力的事情是总是跟大家在一起，总是接近大家，抱团。
But Jesus points the other way.
但是耶稣也指向另一个方向。
He says, "Yes, that is important."
他说是的，这个很重要。
But you have to go away. You have to go there where not everybody is.
但是你也得要去那个远一点的地方，离开这个地方，去那些其他这些大家没有聚集的地方。
The next thing that in the parable we see,
下一个部分我们在这个预言里看到的。是这个牧者做的。
Is that he carries the sheep back?
是他扛着这只羊回来。
Has any one of you tried to lift a sheep?
你们有没有任何人试着扛过一只羊
？Anybody?
任何人
？No experience. I've done it.
我做过。
It's not so heavy.
没有那么重。
But if you walk a few meters, it gets heavy.
走几步的话，就还是比较重的。
How would we do that?
我们怎么做这件事呢
？I think what it means is that evangelism.
我觉得这个意义可能是传福音。
Can also mean that you care for the practical needs of someone.
也代表着你照顾到人基本的具体的需要。
That you proverbially carry them.
预言性的你或者比喻性的你扛着他们回家。
So maybe you're sitting here and you are not so good in communicating. You're not sure if you have the courage to speak about your faith.
可能我们现在坐在这里，我们觉得我们没有那么会说话，我们没有那些能力能解释很多事情。
And you know you're not sure about many things that I've been talking about.
而且我刚讲的很多事情你也不是很确认。
But you know that you have a gift and an ability.
但是你知道你有这个恩赐。
To care for people who need help.
来照顾有需要的人。
Sometimes people are very afraid when they see people who are suffering, and then there are others who are fearless, and they have the courage to go into the most difficult situation when they see someone suffering, just to help them.
我们有些人会看到有人有难受的时候，会觉得很惧怕；有些人会看到需要的时候，会很希望去帮忙。
So maybe what you can do.
所以你可能你可以做的事情
is carry someone home.
是把一个人扛回家。
Look after the needs of one person that is in need.
照顾一个有需要的人，照顾他的需要。
The greatest testimony.
这可能是他们一生中最伟大的一个见证。
My wife is a doctor.
我妻子是一个医生。
And she works in those who speak Finnish, you might know Koti Sairaala.
她在Koti Sairaala工作。
So it is in the health system in Helsinki and Finland. It's a place in Helsinki, especially where people are treated who are terminally ill.
这是在赫尔辛基的一个医疗系统是照顾一些得的治不了的病的人。
And of course, with our society's aging, that becomes more and more important how to do that.
那当然，在我们这个社会现在越来越老的这个状况下，这个工作越来越重要。
And she has so many times experienced Jesus using her.Being with her and speaking to her through the situations that she saw and that she entered, just to be there and help someone.
那我妻子有很多很多见证，都是她，耶稣派她就在这个地方照顾一个人，听一个人，接近一个人。
But let's move on.
那我们继续下一点。
There's a second parable that we've been reading.
有第二个比喻，我们刚才读到的。
And there's something extremely interesting in it.
有很特别很特别的事情。
It's about A woman who loses a coin inside the house.
他讲的是一个妇女在房子里面，房屋里面丢失一个，英语是一个。
It's like me losing my wallet in the church.
我的十块钱，就像说我在教会里面丢了我的钱包。
And the house, of course, is always an image for God's family.
这个房屋，当然经常是代表了神的家庭。
And what I want to suggest that means.
那我想提议的这个。解释是
evangelization happens also here.
传福音也会在教堂之内发生。
Sometimes we have to renovate the house.
有的时候我们必须装修这个房子。
Sometimes churches need to be renovated.
有的时候教会也需要从内装修。
And I'm not talking about the building.
我当然现在谈的不是这个建筑。
I'm talking about us.
我谈的是我们。
Europe has been a so-called Christian continent.
欧洲在历史上是一个所谓的基督教大陆。
But now it needs to be re-evangelized.
但是现在需要重新被传福音。
Sometimes churches, congregations operate for years and people are coming, but sometimes they need to re-evangelize.
有的时候教会会进行很多年，但是有的时候他们需要再重新的从内的受福音。
And that simply means an encounter, a new encounter with the love of God.
这简单的意思就是重新的遇见神，遇见神的爱。
That's what needs to happen in our lives.
这必须在我们生活中反复发生的。
Two things are left.
还有两点。
One is that
一个是
the woman, she lights a lamp in the house and then it says she looks diligently until she finds it.
这个妇女点亮这个灯很上心的在这个房屋之内寻找。
You know that great priority that Jesus gives us?
你知道神耶稣给我们这个很重要的使命。
It can be super frustrating.
很主要的使命可能会非常让我们烦躁。
And Alpha is a good example for it.
这个 Alpha 基础课程是一个很好的例子。
We invite people to come.
我们邀请人过来。
Sometimes they don't come.
有的时候他们不来。
Or they come for the first 3-4 evenings.
或者他们来前三四次。
And then they don't come again.
然后又不来了。
So many times as I've been driving to an Alpha course,
有很多很多次我开车去这个 Alpha 课程的时候
with my wife in the car,
有我妻子坐在我旁边在车里
I've been complaining,
我在抱怨
I've been saying, this is not working,
我在抱怨这个没有任何用处
or I've been saying, this is so much work,
或者我会说这个工作量太大了
it's not worth it,
不值得
and then, we have the evening,
我们有这个一起进餐这个一个下午
and yet again we could see that sometimes something small was happening in somebody's life
然后我们又看到在一个人可能是一件很小的事情在一个人的生活中有改变
and then the evening we drove away
然后这个晚上我们开车回家
and I would say to my wife I think it's worth doing it
我会跟我老婆说我觉得还是值得做
but you notice
但是你们注意到
it can be it requires to be there in the long run to never stop doing that never stop
要求我们是一个很长时间的工作，一直不停的。
Maybe the relative you have that you've been praying for years and years and years, and
可能你的亲戚，那么多年的为他祷告
，Don't give up，
还是没有信，不要放弃。
Just because people are refusing to come along to an invitation, don't stop inviting。
不用因为只是人们一直不接受这个邀请，我们不用停止邀请。
Actually, for the Alpha course, they have statistics.
就这个 Alpha 课程，他们有一些数据。
That it's an average 1 in 5 person.
说平均是五分之一的人。
That actually responds positively.
回答说是去积极的回答。
Now, if you stop after 4 rejected invitations.
如果你有四个拒绝以后就停止的话。
You might never see the one that actually comes.
你可能永远看不到那个最后过来的人。
But then we come to the end.
但是最后我们。
There's one other thing that Jesus tells us to do.
还有一件事情耶稣教我们做的。
In all of these stories,
在所有的这些故事里面
we see the person rejoicing.
我们看到这个人喜乐
glad.
喜乐高兴
and sharing this joy with everyone.
而且是跟所有的人分享这个喜乐。
You know, often I think of my children.
你知道我经常想我的孩子。
When something great has happened to them, they want everyone to know.
他们有什么好事发生，他们想所有人都知道。
And Jesus says, this is what you should be doing.
耶稣说这是我们应该做的。
Even if only one person.
如果只是一个人。
Turns to the Lord.
转向耶稣基督。
And Jesus says, there is more joy in heaven.
在天堂的喜乐。
For one person.
为这一个迷失的人的喜乐会超出这九十九个不需要这个重新转向耶稣的
And then Jesus says, the angels in heaven,
耶稣说
throwing a party.
在天堂的天使他们有一个派对宴会
Do you know what that means?
我们知不知道这意味着什么
You can cause the angels in the invisible world to party
我们可以使在这个看不见的世界的天使有一个宴会庆祝
join Jesus' mission,
因为我们参加耶稣的使命
and as Jesus through the Holy Spirit shows up
而耶稣和圣灵出现工作的时候
and a person receives Jesus in their life
一个人会接受耶稣基督 在他们生命里面。
The angels are rejoicing.
天堂天使会欢喜。
Do we need more of a motivation?
需要其他的动力吗？
It is eternal joy.
是一个永恒的喜乐。
That they can contribute.
我们可以帮助的支持的。
At the very end, I just want to.
在最后，我想提一下。
Tell you how can you again get involved?
告诉大家，再提一下我们。每一个人怎么可以参与这个工作呢？
And every one of us,
我们每一个人
，Let us again and again hear first ourselves the invitation Jesus gives.
让我们反复的能重新听到耶稣对我们个人做的这个邀请。
Or even if you belong to Christ,
因为就算你属于你已经归给基督
，He wants you to grow deeper and deeper in this relationship.
他还是希望你能越来越深的在这个关系里面。
And you know, every time I open the Bible, actually every time I'm involved with an Alpha course, I learn something new.
你知道，每一次我打开圣经，每一次我参加这个基础课程 Alpha 课程，我都会学到一些新的事情。
Then the second thing you can do.
第二件事情我们可以做的。
Now that we have this Alpha course who starts this week, this coming week.
在这个Alpha 课程有一半是这个星期会开始。
That you invite someone.
你可以邀请一个人。
And that might take some courage.
这可能会要一些勇气。
But what do you have to lose?
是你有什么可能会失去的呢？
I think going to the little shopping mall and I think sometimes sending invitation cards to the people selling the stuff.
你知道有的时候我去这个商店的时候，可能会给工作人员
What do we have to lose?
一张纸邀请函。
What do we have to lose? Nothing.
丢什么呢？没有什么失去的。
But then there's another thing.Without which it won't work.
还有一件事情，如果丢失的话，这个事情都不可能做得成。
And that's prayer.
是祷告。
You know, Alpha is we start with a meal, we listen to a talk, and then we have these small conversation groups.
基础课程我们是先一起吃饭，然后一起讨论。
Talk conversation.
Conversation. Yes. 先是吃饭，然后有人讲话，然后一起讨论。
But you know, it can be the best food in the world.
但是你们知道这个食物可能是世界上最好的食物。
It can be the best talk ever.
讲员可能是世界上最好的这个讲员。
And it can be the greatest conversation possible happening.
小组讨论也可能是世界上最好的一场小组讨论。
But it's about what the Holy Spirit does.
这最终还是圣灵的工作。
That decides what happens.
决定结果是什么。
And this is why.
这是为什么。
The highest priority is to pray.
最主要的事情，最首要的事情是祷告。
What we've done with the volunteers from IEC and your people who are involved with Alpha.
那我们这个国际教会的同工和这儿的教会的我们这个教会的同工。
We've made a WhatsApp group.
我们一起做了一个 WhatsApp 小组。
And we have committed until next week to every day pray once for this upcoming Alpha course.
那我们决定每一次在这个开始 Alpha course 的前一个这个星期，每一天都为这个课程祷告。
So we might pray for people who have received an invitation to respond.
我们可能会祷告收到邀请函的人会接受这个邀请来过来。
We pray for the people leading the groups.
我们可能会祷告这些小组领导。
We pray for the practicalities.
为这些小组领导祷告，可能会为这些具体事项祷告。
We pray for us to have the courage to invite people.
我们为我们自己祷告有勇气邀请人。
Because still for the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, the course is open. You can still invite people.
因为之后的三四五个星期，我们都还有机会邀请其他人过来。
And then he committed to say that whenever somebody has prayed, they text Amen to the group.
我们也决定每一次有人祷告过以后，他们会给这个小组发 Amen.
So this is what it looks like.
所以他这个是小组讨论的现状。
All the time my phone just now was ringing. Somebody prayed again. He pressed Amen.
现在这几天每一次我这个手机震动的时候，都是有人祷告过以后发一个 Amen.
I noticed some people pray twice a day or three times a day.
我发现有一些人一天祷告一次、两次、三次。
Some people pray at 2 a.m.
有一些人凌晨2点祷告。
But the point is we pray.
但是它主要的是我们在祷告。
And even more than encouraging you to invite someone.
那我对这件事情的鼓励，甚至超过邀请人的鼓励。
I ask you to pray.
我请求你们能为这个祷告。
Maybe you can do the same thing.
可能可以按照这个模式。
Or you put a reminder in your phone every day at 12 a.m. or whatever.
在手机里面放一个提示，每天12点，比如说祷告。
And not only this week, continue to pray for all the coming weeks that we have this course.
而且不只是这一个星期，而是所有的这些星期我们在进行这些课程的时候。
And
还有
why don't you take this passage that we read today?
我们可以把今天这段经文
sit down this today or tomorrow or someone during the week.
带上今天、明天、这个星期什么时候
you read it again.
我们可以再读一遍
And then you ask Jesus.
问一下耶稣
Lord,
主
what of these things?
这其中的一件事情
do you want to need to do today?
哪一件事情耶稣是你希望我今天做的
And then be obedient to whatever he tells you.
然后遵从他跟你所说的
Sometimes he might not tell you right away.
有的时候他可能不会立刻跟你说
But you will find out during the day.
但是你在这一天之内你 会发现
Should we pray?
让我们一起祷告
Dear Lord Jesus.
主耶稣亲爱的主耶稣
We thank you that you came into this world to save us.
我们感谢你来到这个世界上拯救我们
And we thank you that you are passionate for every single person living on this globe.
我们感谢你的热爱激情来追每一个迷失的人。
Lord, you invite us to join your mission.
主，你邀请我们参与你的使命、你的任务。
And all we want to say is, Lord,
我们想说的唯一一件事情是
Here we are.
在这里。
Send us.
差派我们。
Use us.
用我们
Show us how we can get involved.
给我们显示我们怎么可以参与这个工作。
Give us the courage to invite someone.
给我们勇气能邀请人。
Give us the persistence to pray for someone.
给我们这个长时间的耐力能跟人一起工作。
Give us maybe the wisdom to speak up for you.
给我们智慧能说出话来。
Give us the love to spend time with others.
给我们爱心能跟人一起在一起
And Lord through your Holy Spirit
主通过你的圣灵
Would you never let us give up to be passionate about your mission
求你让我们永远都不会放弃参与你这个使命
In your name we pray
奉你的名我们祷告
Amen
Amen, Amen.